she duly presented herself at Belgravia Terrace before the Countess, who advanced to meet her with a charm which at once placed the girl at her ease.
"You are proficient in French?"
she asked.
Oui, madame," said Gertrude modestly.
"And Italian?"
continued the Countess.
"Ah, si, signora," said Gertrude.
"And German?"
said the Countess in delight.
"Ah, ja, meine Dame," said Gertrude.
"And Russian?"
"Da."
"And Japanese?"
"Hai."
Amazed at the girl's extraordinary proficiency in modern languages, the Countess looked at her narrowly. Where had she seen those lineaments before? She passed her hand over her brow in thought and spit upon the floor. But no, the face baffled her.